have a lawsuit right now. It actually involves a property in Austin. It was listed for $850,000. It sold for, and we've all heard stories of properties selling for more than list price the last 2 years, it sold for $1.45 million. That's probably the most extreme story that I've heard of a home selling for over list price. It gets a little crazier than that, though. The buyer never toured the property prior to purchasing it. We've heard stories of that. The buyer also waived all inspections concerning the property. The reason that's significant from a defense lawyer's perspective, who's defending the real estate agent and broker, is one of our strongest defenses is our ability to point to the inspection report and say, you knew, you had knowledge of these defects that you're now complaining of exist with this property. And so when the buyers are waiving the inspections like they've been doing, we don't have that defensive mechanism that we can utilize. So that's becoming a problem. And we're seeing signs of that litigation already existing, some early signs of that litigation, certainly. But I would say even more than the lawsuits involving buyers purchasing properties without an inspection or without touring the property and really having no real solid base of knowledge, I think these lawsuits that I'm going to talk about need to be more concerning to the real estate industry. And these lawsuits, and if you have some time, Jim Dalrymple, he writes a blog about the real estate industry, and this one's entitled Everything You Need to Know About the Bombshell Commission Lawsuits. There's two primary ones, so there's, and we're going to talk about both. There's a Missouri case that got class certification. It's significant, but it's significant as to the state of Missouri. It only involved the state of Missouri. And then we have the Morrill case. The Morrill case, although it's more recent, it's a 2020 case, and we have not yet received, or at least last time I checked, there was no class certification. Everything seems to be pointing in that direction. And so when we have the class certification and it involves the parties that it does, and you can see the defendants listed up there, they're the who's who of the residential real estate industry, and it certainly involves the largest MLSs in the country. In Texas, it involves Dallas, Austin, Houston, and if you've ever sold a home, and I'm guessing everyone in this room has, and you've had to pay a buyer's commission, that can be frustrating at times. Well, it frustrated enough people that they kind of tagged on to the Spitzer case out of Missouri and created what I anticipate being a class action lawsuit that's out of Illinois. In this lawsuit, the impact is set forth here. As of July of this year, the damage calculation was $41 billion. I almost feel like I have to put my pinky finger up to my mouth when I say billion like that. But I anticipate that getting larger. I really do. It's got, as I mentioned, the who's who in the industry, but I also anticipate it branching out to others. In other words, I anticipate the class getting larger. I anticipate there being more defendants. Okay. The Spitzer lawsuit, which it's now known as the Burnett lawsuit, that's the one that's in Missouri. It was the precursor to the Morrill lawsuit. They did grant certification of the class in that one. I think what we're going to see is if the Morrill case on the prior slide, if there is class certification granted, I really do think it's going to change how buyer's agents operate. It's certainly going to impact how they are compensated. the commission they receive. And so it has the potential, at least, to have a significant impact on the real estate profession. And many of us probably know real estate professionals that only became professionals in the last 2 or 3 years. And they have done extremely well during that time period. If the Morrill lawsuit does get certified, I think we're going to see a lot fewer agents. It has the potential to have that far-reaching of an impact. Okay, so those are the two primary headwinds that we're seeing. We're going to see an increase in litigation, and we're also going to be monitoring the impact of the buyer-side commission. And I think those are two significant headwinds. So let's talk about the vehicles that we defend against in defending the claims against the real estate professionals. The first is regulatory complaints. We used to only see regulatory complaints directed to the Texas Real Estate